You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. The Trump administration has reportedly revoked the U.S. visas of two governors from northern Mexico. Stefania Corpi has more.
Both Morena governors reportedly lost their U.S. visas but have continued entering the country under a special parole program reserved for individuals cooperating with law enforcement investigations. Americo Villarreal of Tamaulipas said there's no evidence to support the allegations. Tamaulipas shares a long border with Texas, and it's a key corridor for trade, migration, and security issues. Alfonso Durazo of Sonora dismissed the report as unfounded. The case follows recent U.S. criminal charges against officials in Sinaloa. President Claudia Sheinbaum said the governors should clarify the situation and question making the visa actions public. Neither governor has been charged, and U.S. authorities have released no evidence. I'm Stefania Corpi in Mexico City.
The CPS Energy Board of Trustees on Thursday named Frank Almaraz as its interim president and chief executive officer, effective immediately. He will replace outgoing president and CEO Rudy Garza, who's going to lead the Lower Colorado River Authority. Garza will remain with the company to support the transition through June 30th. A CEO search committee will be responsible for selecting candidates for the president and CEO. All CPS board members will be involved in the process. Federal prosecutors in San Antonio say a Cuban man has pled guilty to human trafficking after forcing three women to pay off smuggling debts. TPR's Corey Cook reports.
46-year-old Yorlan Tome Rojas helped smuggle three women from Cuba into the United States, then transported them to various locations, including San Antonio, where they worked in strip clubs. Authorities say the women were charged travel debts of up to $50,000 and turned over their earnings to Tome Rojas. U.S. Attorney Justin Simmons says trafficking victims who are in the country illegally are often reluctant to seek help.
These cases often hinge on an outcry from a victim. And if you've got somebody who's here illegally, they're much less likely to run to law enforcement for help because they're afraid of what their own consequences to them individually are going to be from an immigration perspective. Are they going to get deported?
Tome Rojas faces up to 20 years in prison on each count of labor trafficking. The three Cuban women told investigators they feared for their own safety and for their families in Cuba. Simmons said the victims are still in the U.S. but did not disclose their location. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Spurs are looking to tie the series tonight against the New York Knicks following a Game 1 loss on Wednesday. Head coach Mitch Johnson spoke about making adjustments.
In this moment right now, you know, we're coming off a loss, and it's on us to, you know, get into that balancing act of change, tweak over here, and be better and sharper over there.
Tip-off is set for 7:30 p.m. tonight in the Frost Bank Center. The game will air on ABC and stream on the ESPN app. And the race for an NBA championship is inspiring some friendly wagers from city officials. Several San Antonio City Council members appeared in a Facebook video with a challenge to their counterparts on the New York City Council.
If the Spurs win the NBA 2026 championship,
you mean when they win, you have to swap your little bagels for iconic breakfast tacos.
And wear Spurs gear for the day. Do we have a deal?
New York City Council members fired back with their own video shortly afterward, challenging the San Antonio members to eat bagels and wear Knicks gear for a day. Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones on Wednesday also says she has a friendly wager with the mayor of New York, but did not disclose the details. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.